Mana, Maloni, Malo Elelei, Talofa Lava, Nissan Pulvinaka, Pakalofa Lahiatu.
Te ama Pacifica Health.
Heaven never was promised to me, no. caring for me, lifting every sorrow that I bear. And every day the journey brings me closer to your side, and forever in your presence I.
Tama Pacifica Health, saying good morning to you all, our beautiful listeners, our audience. We praise God for this beautiful new day. Talo falava malole soe fua, langi mama, kia ora na tato katoa toa, tēnā koutou katoa, and welcome once again to you all. And as we normally do, we're just going to say a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for this new day. Thank you that you have given us the gift of life and the breath of life. Be with all our staff here, Lord, and all our neighbors in our communities as we share information, dear Lord, that we can all learn together how to take care of ourselves, looking after our bodies, dear Lord. And we thank you that we have a beautiful country that we can be in and sharing together in Aotearoa. Thank you, Father, so much for your love and everything that you have done for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16, verse 11.
Worth the living, taking a trip that leads.
So, our topic today is about happiness. Happiness. Welcome again to Ama Pacifica House, saying Talofalava, Maalole Soifua, Nisamburu Minaka, and welcome to you all, our beautiful listeners. And so, we are going to share about happiness. Happiness is peace, love, respect, responsibility, tolerance, honesty, humility, happiness, cooperation, simplicity, freedom, unity. Now, there's a question here for us. How much money do you need to be happy? Oh, well, that's rather an unexpected kind of question. How much money do you need to be happy? Well, so don't get caught in the comparison trap. Your happiness does not depend on what you have. Think carefully about what you really need. The bigger house or the better salary won't necessarily make you happier. It's better to focus on the things you have rather than what you don't have. So don't, So by definition, happy is a sense of well-being, joy or contentment. Happiness not only allows you to feel good, but it also has a lot of benefits for our health, relationships and performance. People tend to live longer and are healthier when they are happy. That's true, right? So let's have a look at some, in addition to illustrating the meaning of values that we've touched on before, like peace, love, respect, responsibility, and the reflection points offer a value perspective, one of valuing the dignity and worth of each human being. So let's listen to, there's an age group 3 to 7 years old. See what they say about happiness. When I have love and peace inside, happiness just comes. Happiness is having fun with my friends. Happiness is knowing what I am loved. When I do good things, I am happy with myself. Good wishes for everyone make me happy inside. I can give happiness to everyone with my good wishes. I can give happiness to others with words that are like flowers, not thorns. I can give happiness to others by sharing. These are from age group of 3 to 7. That's amazing. And now let's hear the ones from the age group 8 to 14. When I have love and peace inside, happiness just comes. Happiness is a state of peace in which there is no upheaval or violence. Give happiness and take happiness. Wow, give and take. When there is a feeling of hope, there is happiness. True. Good wishes for everyone gives happiness inside. Happiness naturally comes with pure and selfless actions. Lasting happiness is a state of contentment within. When one is content with the self, happiness comes automatically. When my words give flowers instead of thorns, I create a happier world. Oh, man. Happiness follows giving happiness. Sorrow follows give sorrow. So now let's hear the age group young adults. And they say, give happiness and take happiness. When there is love and peace inside, happiness automatically grows. When there is a feeling of hope and purpose, there is happiness inside. Happiness cannot be bought, sold, or bargained for. Happiness is earned through pure and selfless attitudes and actions. Happiness of mind is a state of peace in which there is no upheaval or violence. Kind and constructive words create a happier world. When one is content with oneself, happiness comes automatically. Happiness follows happiness. Sorrow follows give sorrow. Lasting happiness is a state of contentment within. When all resources are focused on socio-economic infrastructure and the expense of the development of the character, then priorities in life are misrepresented and there is a gradual erosion of happiness. Values help people assess priorities and allow to active and prevent measure take place, an opportunity. All right, so let's see what else we can play with regards to happiness. And there we are. Welcome back, Dharma Pacific Health. You know what? We're going to be talking about the happiest people. So, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forever, even evermore. Psalm 16:11. Do not think that when you walk with Jesus, you must walk in the shadow. The happiest people in the world are those who trust in Jesus and gladly do his bidding. From the lives of those who follow him, unrest and discontent are banished. They may meet with trial and difficulty, but their lives are full of joy, for Christ walks beside them, and his presence makes the pathway bright. When you arise in the morning, rise with the praise of God on your lips. And when you go out to work, go with a prayer to God for help. Wait for a leaf from the tree of life. This will soothe and refresh you, filling your heart with peace and joy. Fix your thoughts upon the Savior. Go apart from the bushel, the bustle of the world, and sit under Christ's shadow. Then, amid the din of daily toil and conflict, your strength will be renewed. It is positively necessary for us to sit down sometimes and think of how the Savior descended from heaven, from the throne of God, to show what human beings may become if they will unite their weakness to his strength. Having gained renewal of strength by communion with God, we may go on our way rejoicing, praising him for the privilege of bringing the sunshine of Christ's love into the lives of those we meet. Heavenly intelligences are waiting to cooperate with human instrumentality, that the world may see what human beings may become through a union with the divine. Those who consecrate body and soul and spirit to God's service will constantly receive a new endowment of physical, mental, and spiritual power. So to everyone who offers himself to the Lord for service, withholding nothing, is given power for the attainment of measures, results. So remember we were talking before about how much money do you need to be happy? Wow. And you know, some of this age group who actually give out...